Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome in to a Thursday edition of Football 24/7 as we get ready for the Eagles versus Browns joint practice number 2 today. It'll be 2 of 2. Yesterday was number 1. That wrapped up. Secondary getting burnt by the Eagles again. We're going to talk about it here today. I'm starting to worry about Keely Ringo, or some in the region calling him Keely Bingo. We'll talk a little bit about that. Practice number 2 today. I was hoping to see Shedeur Sanders yesterday. He didn't get out there. Injured his oblique early in practice throwing. But practice number 2 today, obviously going to be an exciting day across the channel and in the Philadelphia region and in the Philadelphia Eagles world. So we'll be following along on it all. I want to welcome and thank everybody for being here this morning. We're going to talk to Johnny Mack in just a little bit this morning. Good to see everybody. What's up, Gary Shore? There he is. Twiz the Jig is in here. Crowley, Rich, Jeff Martin, Herd Gang Girl, Jason, A-Team, James, Jones, our resident Commander fan, who will be, he is less than a month away from the start to his miserable journey, which will be the 2025 season for the Washington Communist. James Jones, it's good to see you, brother. There he is. There he is. Joe Whip's in here. What's up, Joe Whip? Kimberly Sirico, Fly Eagles Fly, excuse me. TK Washington, good to see everybody, man. Good to see everybody in here. It's an exciting week this week. We got the preseason game coming up on Saturday. I hate to say it, everybody. I think Brian Pumper may be onto something when it comes to Jacorian Beignets. Jacorian Bennett. Dude was getting cooked in a blender yesterday. The only problem, Pumper, is that your guy, your seventh heaven, Keely Ringo, I don't think he's doing much better. All right, so we got some glaring holes on this defense. The person that we acquired a week and a half ago, Jacorian Bennett, I am not sure if he's the answer. So we got some good, we got some bad, we got some I don't know when it comes to this Eagles team. I think overall, when you look at the offensive side of the ball, you feel pretty good about everything. Tyler Steens had a good camp. Obviously, the Landon Dickerson injury was a big one, but with the good news that has come from that, with the expectation of him to return early in the year, I think you feel much better about that. All right. I think you feel much better about that. But overall, we definitely have some questions, and I'm just waiting for somebody at corner to have a good day. I mean, have we had one day, guys, one day of camp so far where John or any other reporter at camp has said, whoa, those corners look good today. Wow, CB2's getting interesting. Great play made by Keely Ringo. I haven't heard any of it. You know, I'll go to Texas T here. You know, Texas T, this is why you're here, Texas T. Sometimes she's gotta reel me in. All right. Reel me in, baby. She says, I don't think it's fair about Bennett. He's barely been here a week. Well, you're right. You're right. It's been about a week and a half. That's far too early to expect him to be fully acclimated to the system. But, you know, I didn't hear great things yesterday about Jacorian Bennett and what he did. But you're right. You're right, Texas T. We got to give him a little bit more time. But, you know, if you're subscribing to the Brian Pump philosophy, he is no longer Jacorian Bennett. He's Jacorian Beignets. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Do I think he could be an okay corner? Yeah, I do. If he was in, I don't know, let's call it the Isaiah Rodgers role last year. You know, I'm concerned about an every down corner. Oh, I almost just spilled the coffee, folks. Damn, this damn lid. The freaking lid's not working. You know? Holy moly, now I got coffee on my desk. Holy moly. But here's Dominique Dabney. What's up, Dabney? What's up, Dabney? Did I get coffee on my ass? No, I didn't. He says, Xander, the media did the same thing with the linebackers last year. How'd that turn out? All right, Dabney, let's hear it then. Let's hear the vote of confidence that you have on Keely Ringo. Let's hear it, my friend. If you're selling, I'm a potential buyer, all right? The floor is yours, my friend. The floor is yours, my friend. Tony's in here. What's up, Tony? Tony, how you doing, brother? Good to see you in here. Trendsetter Trilla. What's up, brother? Good name right there. Rich is in here. Rich, my guy. Good to see you, brother. Good to see you. Angelo says, Xander, maybe we can make a move when one of these veterans are released at corner or safety. Well, you know, the problem is here, they did kind of make the move at corner. Like, it wasn't a big move, but you send out Thomas Booker, who was certainly a viable depth piece on the defensive line, somewhere that the Eagles value greatly. And I don't think they'd make another move, Angelo, at corner. Now, if it all goes to shit, maybe they would. I think it's more likely they would go to the open market, because I don't think they're going to send more assets. Now, it's not out of the equation. They sent Thomas Booker, which meant that they kept draft picks. So, and they do have a lot of draft picks. So I guess it could get to a point where you could send draft picks if you felt like it got too bad. Okay. But I don't think they're making another move at corner. You know, I don't think they're making another move at corner. You know, and even my girl here, Kimberly, I didn't want to dub you curmudgeon Kim this early. All right, I'll hold off on that. John is certainly curmudgeon John, but I don't know if you're full curmudgeon just yet, Kimberly. I know through this computer screen, Kimberly, I know deep down in your heart of hearts, you got a little sense of optimism to you. All right, you got a sense of optimism to you. Okay. She says, I have concerns on corner. Curmudgeon Kim in the house. Kimberly, you and me both. Uh-oh, Joe Whip's checking in. Joe, where the heck are you world? Where is this guy? Asia. Where is he? Is he in Africa? Is he in Europe? Is he in Antarctica? Who knows where this guy is? Okay? Who knows? He says, been up 26 hours, getting delirious. Joe, there's nothing like listening to me in the morning when you're getting delirious. I don't know if I help or hurt with that, my friend. I don't know if I'm going to help or hurt with that, all right? Yeah, I had to break out the red Kanga today. It's been a little bit, all right? I had to break out that red Kanga today, folks. Primo says, Farzi was good today. Nice, I didn't hear him. Joe Whip is on a bender. Yes, he is. He's in Wales. Nice, Joe. Enjoy the trip, my friend. Eagle season coming up, so you better get home. You better park your ass in your studio where you got your movie theater, and you better not move again. All right? Enough traveling, Joe. Eagle season's coming up. All right? Eagle season's coming up. Here's Prince. Prince! My guy, Prince. Good to see you, brother. Hope you're doing well this morning. He says, Ringo has been in the system for 3 years while Bennett is learning it. The training camp has calmed down. Can you name one instance where Pumper has been right? Did he beat him one-on-one? Wow, a little chat on. Yes, JB3. John will be here. A little chat on chat crime this morning. A little chat on chat crime. Prince says, Pumper, when have you been right about a damn thing? Pump, I'll leave that up to you. You know, I think so far, Pump, you've been mildly right on Johnny Wilson, who's had a very good training camp, had a very good preseason game, and evidently had a very big catch yesterday from Jalen Hurts. So I don't know. And to the point, you know, to the honest point here, all jokes aside, you know, Prince is right, all right, where Ringo has been in the system. So you feel a little worse, I think, about that player at this point than you can about Jacorian Bennett. But, you know, my problem with Bennett is actually some of the other stuff. If you don't know the system yet, that's fine. If you still need to get acclimated yet, I think that's all fine and dandy, and that's fair. I'm a little worried about the shoulder. I'm worried about the missed tackle percentage, and I'm worried about the size and everything like that. I mean, this guy's had many shoulder injuries, and he's got one of the worst missed tackle percentages in the entire NFL. I think he missed like 24, 25, 26% of tackles or somewhere along those lines. If anybody has that stat, drop it in the chat. Deshae, I actually think you're right about this. He says, give Ricks a realistic shot, man. He's earned it. Look, I kind of agree to some extent, and it almost feels like while nobody else has jumped and earned the job, they're not quite giving Eli Ricks the same opportunity. Maybe, I don't, for whatever reason, I don't know. But Deshae, I don't disagree. I don't disagree. All right, let's get to Johnny Mack now. We're going to talk to Jay Mack for the next 20 minutes or so. We got Nick Sirianni coming up at 9:40 this morning. And then joint practice number two will take place right after that, starting at 10 a.m. Let's go to Jay Mack joining me right now here in a morning edition of Football 24/7. Johnny Mack, welcome into a Thursday morning show. How you doing this morning, brother?
Doing well. Let's do it again.
Are you doing better than the Eagles are at cornerback two, John?
Sure. Yeah, they don't seem. I'm not undecided on things. You know, I get in the car, I go down to practice. Right. The Eagles are, again, as you go through August, you hope when you have competition that things gain clarity as you get later, and they've had to go outside the organization to expand the search. So, yeah, I don't think that by any stretch of the imagination that's a positive. It might be a positive long-term if Jacorian Bennett can get his, you know, feet settled and start to pick things up. And who knows, it might long-term, it might be a better scenario if he turns out to be a player. But in the short term, their plan hasn't worked out. I think that's fair to say.
And it's more doom and gloom on Ringo at this point, right, than Bennett. I mean, Bennett got here a week and a half ago. This is year three for Kelee Ringo. It's year two in Vic Fangio's system. I mean, I think that player knows what they want him to be, and he's the one that's struggling to be that at this point, at least. Jacorian, you know, while I did have some concern early to start the show today, you know, many in the chat reminded me quickly, Xander, it's been a week and a half. You know, give the guy some time to acclimate. But – I don't know. Does he check the eye test? I don't know. What do you think about what I just said in terms of who to be more concerned on at this point and whether Jacorian could become the player we're hoping?
Well, you know, both could. I don't think it's doom and gloom. You know, it's just an additional dart, I think, is the way Howie looks at it. So maybe if one guy doesn't work out, the other guy will. From the, you know, you got to be careful with the eye test, as Vic says. Sometimes it's the other stuff that you're not looking at. When it comes to, you know, fundamentals, technique from play to play versus the splash plays where everybody's eyes are drawn to. So that factors into it. But, you know, he's another guy who can run. Doesn't have quite the physical stature of Kelee Ringo. So a little bit undersized, I would say, for outside corner. But in that, he's bigger than Isaiah Rodgers, but I like that comparison because a lot of people look at Isaiah Rodgers and say, well, he's got to be a slot guy. And he's found a way to be at least a – and we'll see if he can be a starter this year. I have some concerns over that. I don't blame the Eagles for not going in that direction. But, you know, he'll get the opportunity and get the ability to prove it. Same thing here with Jacorian Bennett. So I don't think it's doom and gloom, but I do think it's fair to say, and this is an example of what we talked about all offseason about the defense as a whole. Some stuff might work out, but everything's not going to work out. And you're already sort of seeing that by the Eagles' actions and bringing in Jacorian Bennett, because the original plan had not been working to the satisfaction early in the process that they liked. So it's not all going to work out.
Right.
And this is a perfect example of that.
Well, where do they have to be to prevail or to at least be in a position where it doesn't become such a liability that it has the chance to throw things off the rails for this defense? I mean, I don't know how bad, if you had a traffic cone at cornerback too, I don't know how much that would impact, will you still be a top 20 D with everybody else? I don't know. You know, what do they need from that position in order to prevail and be a good enough defense to put themselves in a position to go back and compete for a Super Bowl?
Well, I think that's where Vic comes in. You know, he's going to – if he doesn't have the corner he wants on the outside opposite Quinion, he's probably going to scale things back. He's going to probably play a little bit more zone than maybe he would prefer to sort of hide some of the deficiencies. So, you know, you shift playing like with Jihad Campbell, I always bring up. Well, the Eagles didn't blitz a lot from the second level last year. Zach Bond could have, but he had too many responsibilities doing other things. Now that you have two guys, at least projected down the road, you have that ability to do it. So I think you're going to see more blitzing in high leverage situation, whether teams are backed up like in practice last week when he made the big play at Lincoln Financial Field, or red zone when you're defending the red zone. And you're trying your close quarters, so you're not worried as much as with the cornerbacks on the outside. So you feel more comfortable if you have that type of player rolling out different parts of the scheme that are in the scheme, but maybe not used as much as Vic would like. And then, you know, it'll scale back a little bit when you talk about the trust he had in Slay versus the trust he's going to have and any of these guys, whomever, somebody's going to play, but he's not going to have the same confidence in them as Slay, so it's going to change how he does things a little bit.
John, how much do you think this secondary stuff could impact like a guy like Reed Blankenship, who last year played next to Gardner Johnson, who had Slay on the other outside corner with Quinion on his side, obviously. Now you got moving parts. Quinion's presumably going to travel at least to some extent this year, at least that's what we think. Maybe he doesn't. You got problems or questions or concerns at cornerback two. And we don't really know what Sidney Brown's going to be on a play-in, play-out basis at the other safety. How much do you think this could impact a guy like Reed Blankenship, you know, who I think everybody in football thrives from the players around you. That's not exclusive to one position. But a lot of change around him, John.
Yeah, I think Reed is steady Eddie from an individual standpoint. I don't think it affects it much at all, but to your point, and that's the greater point, it might look worse, but not necessarily be worse from an individual standpoint for Reed Blankenship. So that's the problem with football. We talked about it. We talked about it again last night, most notably with the most important position, but you know, if you're part of the number one defense and you make splash plays, and Reed made a number, the diving interceptions and made a number of plays that stood out. And it might not look as good from that standpoint because, as you mentioned, the people around him aren't as good, aren't as accomplished. But, you know, I think there's a strong likelihood that he's actually a better player from an individual standpoint, but the team is going to have probably less success on the defensive side of the ball.
John, where's your confidence level that this team could be a top 10 defense?
50-50. A lot would have to go right. And we mentioned, one part of the plan is not going right, at least. Plenty of time. Like right. I said, long term it might work out. But to this point, it hasn't. You have a vision, right? And the vision was not Jacorian Bennett. He might end up being better than the original vision, but that wasn't the plan. And that's what I'm talking about. When you have that much change, some of it might work out. Some of it probably will work out, but some of it's probably not going to work out.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing in real time already at one position. Now, Morrow looks like he's going to be fine. Is Jordan Davis going to be fine with additional reps? We're going to see. A lot of high hopes for that as well. Jalik Hunt, we've heard some of the things. I'm not as high quite as other people, but we're going to see. Jihad Campbell, and whether it's Smile Munden or Trot, you know, working in for the Kobe Dean. And then Sidney Brown or Drew McCuba for CJ. You know, I've been saying it from day one, that's daunting. Those are five good players they lost. And really six and seven if you want to throw Oren Burks in the mix as well.
I think he should be thrown in the mix, John. He was a big part of that defense being able to prevail the way they did. I mean, what do we talk about when that Super Bowl comes up? Patrick Mahomes didn't get past the midfield 9 straight drives. Well, Oren Burks was a part of that. So I think you have to include him in there, while I do feel like they have good depth at linebacker this year. John, joint practice number 2 today. Coming in, Nick Sirianni will speak before practice. What do you want to see today going into practice number 2? Yesterday was a good practice, but it seemed like it wasn't – I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe it was just me. It didn't feel like I got as much out of it as I was hoping. What are you expecting to see here, day number 2, joint practice number 2, Eagles-Browns?
Yeah, I think you kind of saw yesterday it's dependent, you know, I thought about this overnight a little bit, dependent on what's going on from a defensive standpoint when you talk about the offense, because that's how the Eagles run their offense. It's basically, you know, every play has an option to run or pass. And you sort of do the math equation and say, all right, they're in this front, we're going to run it. They're in this front, we're going to pass it. We're going to go to the pass play, and you're going to kill the run play. And they were just, Lane Johnson explained, I was reading back, I asked him the question because he said it was nice to get a different look with Jim Schwartz's, you know, old school wide nine sort of mentality versus what they see every day in practice. And I think a lot of it was that Cleveland comes out in desirable fronts to run against. And that's what the Eagles do. And that's why they had 15 inside zone runs. Because that was the math equation. And, you know, maybe it changes today. Maybe Jim wants to work on some different stuff. And maybe you see some different things. Defensively, you know, it's the same stuff we've been talking about. They're trying to figure out those problems we just mentioned, all of them. And there's not a lot of clarity, which is maybe shouldn't be a surprise, because Vic said it's probably going to take a couple preseason games. And maybe after Saturday's game, he starts to settle down. But right now, again, cornerback, if anything, is expanding. Safety is expanding. You get Drew McCuba back in the mix after the injury. You could even argue linebacker, because if Campbell can get on the field. So things are expanding when they should be contracting. I've said that over the past couple of days. And that could be good when you think about it from an upside standpoint, but it could be bad that nobody is seizing it and saying, because there's no reason, you know, you saw rookies last year. Now, I think people got it spoiled, but specifically with Quinion, not as much Cooper because he was injured. You know, everybody knew he was going to play from basically day one. I mean, literally. Not this time. And so I think there's a stark difference from that standpoint. And we'll see, with the exception of Morrow, I would say.
Right.
You know, everybody's on the Moro train.
Everybody, Johnny. You know me. You know I'm on it, but a lot of other people as well. So good stuff there. John, how much collaboration or cohesion goes into a practice like this between the two coaching staffs? And what I mean by that is, you know, you mentioned that the Browns fronts potentially showed them a lot of, you know, things that would make the Eagles run an inside zone a lot yesterday. That might not be something that you want to practice all the time. Do you think there's any collaboration between the coaches of like, hey, I'm not going to tell you what to run, but is there anything you want to work on? This is what I want to work on. How can we kind of create an environment where we can both work on those things while also putting our teams in the right positions? Does that happen at all, or is it Jim's going to run what he's going to run and the offense is going to run what they're going to run?
Well, it's both. There's a lot of collaboration, but nobody's saying, you know, don't run what you want to run, because Cleveland's going to run what they want to run, and they want to prepare to run that. So that's the goal. The collaboration comes in with, all right, I want to, from Nick Sirianni's standpoint, for example, if he wants to work on red zone because he thinks his team's struggling in red zone, you work out a period and say, you know, put an emphasis on that. But Cleveland's going to run what they run in the red zone defense. I mean, they're preparing as well. So there's a lot of collaboration when it comes on things that they're working on, whether it's, again, hurry up, backed up, 4 minute, all these situational football game style periods. There's a lot of collaboration when it comes to that. But no, you have to prepare your team. And obviously, you know, think about people asking Vic, hey, Vic, could you run this? Because I need that. Nah, that's not going to happen.
Vic would say, get out of here. No, thank you at all. So, all right, good stuff there. Just wanted to get the clarity on that. John, yesterday you saw what you saw from practice. You said you kind of locked in on the offense and were a little let down and ended up back on the defense. What's the plan today, John, down there at practice, and who are you focused on for joint practice number two?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be back on the defense, because it's more, you know, there's more uncertainty to begin with. I've been that way for camp as a whole. There's not a lot of moving parts on the offense right now, you know, with the exception of left guard because of an injury, and even that's pretty clear. You know, short term, it's going to be Brett Toth, or if he can't handle it, Darian Kennard, if he can. Even that's pretty clear. Tyler Steen is completely locked down right guard. That was never a competition to begin with. So everything's kind of static on offense, including the scheme and the system. It's pretty static. Defensively, there's a lot going on. On a daily basis. So, and we'll see. And I think they're going to have, and they did yesterday. I mean, the Browns are so up against it from a quarterback standpoint. Now a bunch of guys are hurt. Shador can't even play if they wanted to play him. So, you know, you're down to Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel pretty much. And I don't know if Dylan Gabriel should be practicing from the way he looked yesterday. So, and you don't want to give Joe Flacco at 40 years old a million reps in practice, but they might have to. So I think they'll look pretty good.
Do you view that as a positive, John? Sorry to cut you off, but for the Eagles defense, because Joe Flacco really knows how to play the position, as you've pointed out many times, you know, versus if Shador comes in, and I mean, there's no disrespect to him or Dylan Gabriel, you know, there's more of a learning curve for those guys to know what they're seeing, and probably easier for the defense to fool them in practice, which might not translate to a game, versus Flacco might know how to dissect it, and he's going to force you to give them different looks and maybe try some different things, or at least disguise things differently.
Yeah, well, from that standpoint, yeah, there's no question. It's tough to show Joe Flacco something that he hasn't seen before. Right. The other guys are – you know, rookie quarterbacks, and I'm not criticizing either of them. Vic tends to eat those guys for lunch because they haven't had a lot of, they haven't seen a lot of what he throws at them. certainly at the college level. So, yeah, I mean, Joe knows how to play, and that's a big part of it. And I would say, you know, hey, the Browns had more big plays in the passing game than the Eagles did yesterday with 40-year-old Joe Flacco. So, you know, they and again, it's amazing when you look at a bad football team, and I put that on quotations, and how many good players a bad football team has. Because the Browns got a ton of good players. Jerry Jeudy, Myles Garrett, we know. You know, some of their other defensive linemen are pretty impressive. You know, the offensive line is, you know, when you talk about Wyatt Teller and Joel Bitonio and,
yeah,
and Jack Conklin, that's legit. And Wyatt Teller's another guy. I should add him to the list of the bus guys because he's impressive from a physical standpoint.
How did the D-line fare against them yesterday?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the Eagles' defensive front remains the strength of the team, which is amazing. Think of how good they were last year.
Yeah.
And again, we bring up the Super Bowl. You add Milton Williams and Josh Sweat to the mix. How good they were last year. And they were. That's why they, you know, that to me was the biggest part of the Super Bowl, was how the Eagles' defensive front dominated the Chiefs' offensive line. Because they're still, everybody still talks about them as the strength of the team. And you still have strength of the defense, and you still have, you know, you're still trying to figure out how high Moro Ojomo and Jalix Hunt can go, and there's still concern over, all right, is it going to be Josh Uche? Is it going to be Azeez Ojulari? Is that third rusher? So there's much more uncertainty than last year, but it's still considered the strength of the defense.
No doubt. Johnny Mac, good stuff. Nick Sirianni set to speak, John, about an hour from now, pre-practice. I know you're heading down to the NovaCare Complex today. What do you expect to hear from Nick this morning as we go into joint practice number 2 in anticipation of preseason game number 2?
Yeah, Nick has gotten too well-versed on deflecting.
He doesn't even kind of give you the whole walk around anymore on a question. He just, like, just doesn't give you the answer and moves on.
Yeah, he's gotten to that point.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big money
at Menards. We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
30, then, you know, he'll filibuster a lot. It's a lot like Jim. Jim was that way, where Jim would, all right, I got 15 minutes. You know, let me get 5 questions and filibuster and try to run out the clock. That's sort of,
yeah, right,
how Nick has become. So, you know, I'll try to get him talking about something, probably left guard or Johnny Wilson, maybe. Johnny Wilson's been over the past week, he's been a guy that sort of everybody's figured out is playing pretty well. especially compared to last season, because, you know, he was struggling. And, you know, dropped the football in the Super Bowl, so everybody harps on that, but he's been playing well.
Johnny Mac, good stuff there, brother. Appreciate you doing it this morning. We'll be following along on joint practice number two today, John, and we'll talk to you this evening on a nightcap edition of Birds 365. Well done today, brother. Get there safely and enjoy joint practice number two. Thank you, John.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks, J-Mac. There's Johnny Mac, John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town. Give him a follow at JF McMullen. Gotta love it. Good stuff there as we get ready for joint practice number two. A lot of questions, a lot of different things to answer, a lot of different things to watch for in a practice like this. Not much that came from yesterday, I think, in a sense of what you wanted to hear and what you were hoping to see from this team. You look at corner, you look at safety, you look at, you know, some of those other positions, and didn't really get much. I mean, the corners, they kind of were burnt toast yesterday again. I don't know. You know, I don't know what to expect of it. So we'll see. We'll continue to follow it along. I know I got some super chats here. Let me get to them. Josh says, yo, Big Z, is the promo y'all are running exclusively for small business, or can anyone shoot their shot? Josh, good question. Do me a favor and shoot the text to Krause. Here's his number on the screen, 267-261-3428. There's the number on the screen, Josh. Shoot him a text and explain your situation, because – there's a certain way that it's easier for people, but knowing my pop, he will shake and bake and figure out a way to take care of people who want to get involved. All right. Now, I don't know what that looks like, but shoot him a text, brother. 267-261-3428. How about my dad giving you guys his personal number? I'm like, wait a second. Wait a second. I need another line. Are you telling me that Josh Herman has the same access to you number as me? What the hell? That's all good. Funny. That's pretty funny. Caleb says, next time we have J-Mac, we got to see if he thinks Cooper can be like a Harrison Smith at safety. Good question. Good question, Caleb. Good question, brother. Trenton says, what's up, gamers? What's up, brother? Good to see you. D-Rose C1. Xander, could you pull up the stats for Ketrell Clark, the second string corner for the Cardinals? I think we should ship Dotson for him. The Cardinals could use a wide receiver. I'll do it later, D-Rose. I'm not going to pull that up right this second, but I'll get there. Myles Garrett is a freak of nature. Wish we could have traded for him. Yeah, that's a tough one. That would have been dope. Mike, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. I think he got like 50 yesterday. I think he got like over 50 yesterday. So he loves that shit though, man. He absolutely loves that stuff. So all good on that front. JB3 says, first two cheeses and now with JB3, duel for the names. I will say JD3 has been here, okay, and he has claimed his spot on the mountain. His spot on the mountain. Look at Jeff. Your uncle was a damn legend. That wasn't my uncle. It wasn't my uncle, Jeff. Jeff, I love you, brother. That wasn't my uncle. All right? That was my father. All right? My dad is a goat, Kimberly. There's no doubt. All right? There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Dirty Air says, I don't know. I've always been told good teams can carry a mediocre quarterback. Who are you talking about, Dirty Air? You can't be talking about Jay Hurts, can you? Claire Voice says, Browns have been a quarterback away from a real team for years. Good defense and skill players on offense. They're kind of lacking a little bit on skill players now. I mean, they do have Jerry Jeudy, who's a good player. They do have that David Njoku guy, who's a pretty good player, pretty good tight end. They got a good offensive line. I don't know. You know, I think now at Dirty Air, I see what you're talking about now. But doesn't that kind of prove that you're right, Clary Boyd? They have been looking for a quarterback. They got pretty good skill players. Maybe not the best, but good. They got a good offensive line. Maybe not the best, but pretty good. And they got a lot of players on defense. They got a good defense with Jim Schwartz, you know, as the DC. No quarterback, and they're in la-la land. You know, they gave up on Baker Mayfield way too early. Baker Mayfield, wait a second. You know, I remember when I don't know when they drafted Baker. When was he drafted? Like 2020 or something? You know, this is the funniest part about the whole Browns thing. It's like, I remember before they drafted Baker, all right, before they drafted Baker, people were putting up those memes and the Browns fans were wearing jerseys that had like every quarterback name on the back. You remember that? They like crossed out all the names and there was like 30 of them. Remember, it was like a working joke that the Browns have had 30 something quarterbacks or whatever in X amount of years. You know, Baker Mayfield shows up. He leads the team to the playoffs. He maybe doesn't show exactly what, you know, you would want to see from a number one overall pick that early, but they ship him off. Like, you guys fucking stink. Every year, you get a quarterback that takes you to the playoffs, and then you ship him off. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't feel bad for you. You're a shitty organization. You're a shitty team. You're a shitty franchise, and you don't have a damn idea what you're doing. All right? You don't have a damn idea what you're doing. And I agree with you, Neil. I'm a Baker fan, and I'm happy that he got a better organization and that the Bucs have kind of built around him, solidified him as their starter. And look at what he did last year. Neil, have you seen Baker's stats last year? I'm sure you have. I mean, I'm not questioning you. I'm just saying, you know, Baker Mayfield stats. Last year, he threw for 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 16 picks with a 106.8 rating. I mean, dude, that is a damn good season. A damn good season. I mean, in his first 3 years with the Browns, year one, rookie campaign for Baker Mayfield, he had 37-25 in the air, 27 touchdown passes to 14 picks with a 93.7 rating. Like, what? What are you getting rid of that guy for? That's his rookie campaign? Now, the next year, he had a little bit of a worse year, 38-27 in yards, 22 touchdowns, and 21 picks, so he had a bad interception year with the 78.8 rating. I mean, sophomore slump. Year three, he comes back, 35-63 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 8 picks with a 95 rating. I mean, sometimes you look and you're like, yeah, I don't feel bad for teams. You're dumb. You're dumb. You're flat out dumb. That's what you are. You're dumb. There's no other way to slice the cake. You're dumb. You are dumb. Now you got 14 quarterbacks on your roster, and none of them are freaking good. None of them are good. All right. Clary Voice says Baker grew up because of the way the Browns handled him. That's true. All right. Yeah, Mike says, Baker was the guy for Cleveland. He fits the city. The organization bombed on that. I agree, Mike. I agree. That was stupid of them. You know, but hey, listen, dumb organizations do dumb things. Izzy B says, the shitty Browns. You're 100% right, Izzy B. All right. Dirty Hair says, it's crazy a team that picks top three every year still is terrible. Literally every year. I mean, literally every year, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. That team is brutal. But going to Tampa was the best thing to happen for his career. Yeah, I actually like Baker. I liked him coming out. I'm a kind of guy that kind of likes a little bit of, you know, he's 6 foot. You know, he was doubted at every level. He was a walk-on in D1, and everybody hated the mentality. And I'm like, this is what you guys are missing. He wouldn't have been a top pick in the draft without the mentality. All right. I know it rubs some people the wrong way, but take your ego and shove it up your own ass. I don't give a shit what you think of the guy. All right. His mentality is part of the reason he was able to prevail and have a good career in college. A great college career, by the way, at Oklahoma. Great. I mean, he got to the number one overall pick before he was a walk-on. He was a walk-on to a D1 college. Think about that. A walk-on. You know, and then people go, I don't like the mentality. I'm like, yo, you're dumb as shit. That mentality is the only reason he was able to succeed. 30 years old. I think he's got some good football in front of him too, man. I think he's got some good football in front of him. Sig Lord says, Apple stinks, but Google is being petty by not adding the option. Oh, what are you talking about? The memberships? Yeah, Sig Lord, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You can't become a member unless you're like on a computer. You know, I don't know how many what percentage. I think 60% of our audience, 70% of our audience watches on their phone. So, yeah, it's weird. All right. As an Amazon employee, I get Twitch Prime for free. There you go, Neil. Good stuff, brother. Good stuff. That's what happened with my membership. Yeah, I don't know, Kimberly. It's weird. It's like, come on, man. It's annoying. It's annoying. But it is what it is. I'm working on something right now for Jacob that hopefully you guys will enjoy, but I'm working on something right now that's a site that we can put some articles up on and even have a newsletter, you know, something simple. It's not going to be this crazy. So I'm not trying to be the biggest eagle. I'm not trying to be Bleeding Green Nation. I'm trying to make a spot where John can write some thoughts, a spot where I can write some thoughts if I ever have any, a spot where we can kind of do a newsletter that recaps the week of shows. You know, puts all the guest interviews in there, you know, recaps what Cilio brought on that week, and then have kind of a game recap, a game preview and a game recap. And then the opportunity there would be pretty good. So, yeah, I saw Locals. I looked into that one, Neil. I wanted a little bit more flexibility in terms of, you know, making a little bit, not like, like a little bit more customization. You know, that's why I didn't do Medium too, Gary. So, but it's going to be good. It's going to be pretty good. I have somebody working on it right now for me, so they've done a really great job, and I'm excited to bring that. And John's going to write on there, so it should be pretty good. I think that'll be a fun thing to add in, you know. And the other thing that you wonder about, you know, for me, and I'll say this to you all, it's like built in on these platforms is these like subscription options, and I'm like, well, I already have members, so I don't really want, like, I'm not trying to double up on people. But the one thing I was thinking of doing is, you know, when you become a member, like for a legend member, it's $25 a month. For a Jacob fan, it's $5 a month. And for Jacob family, it's $10 a month. I actually make around 50% of that. All right. So if you become a legend member, I get around $11 to $12 per month from the 25, which, you know, when you're in business, margins matter. All right. And like, that's a huge freaking cut. Like, that is a monster cut. That's a monster cut. So it's like this other platform takes 3%. And you're just like, fuck, man, I got all my legend members. Like, how do I bridge that gap? And it's like, I don't know. It's something I'm trying to figure out right now. But, yeah, I don't know. When I launch that, if I do launch that, what I plan on doing is saying, members will be pulled from both areas. If you're a member on one, you're automatically going to be included. But I'd like for there to be some sort of incentive for people to become a member, you know, over there. But then do you limit what you are on YouTube? I don't know. It's kind of it's not, you know, Zeal, here's the funny part. It's actually not all Google. It's actually not all Google. It's actually Apple. Zeal, here, ready for this, Zeal. So YouTube pays when you guys send a super chat. Ready? Let's pull up a super chat right here. Okay. Josh Herman sent $5 this morning. All right. I don't know where Josh sent this from. Okay. I don't know where Josh sent this from. And what I mean was, what platform? Is he on a computer? Is he on a phone? Is he on an iPhone specifically? All right. That's the worst. Unfortunately, it's the most common and it's the worst. So this is what happens. YouTube pays you 70% of your super chats, which I think is fine. Okay, 30% for their platform. They're the ones who connected me with the audience. They're the ones who give me the opportunity to create shows, to house my content, to give me an unlimited platform, basically, to upload. I get that. I can live with that. This is where the problem comes in. And I call it a tax on the internet. All right. Apple, if you send a super chat from any app on your iPhone, they have a 30% built-in tax to the app administrator. In other words, Google created the YouTube app. Google owns the YouTube app, and they put it on the Apple App Store. So Josh Herman downloads YouTube from his iPhone. He comes on here and sends me a $5 super chat. So instead of me getting 70% of that $5, Apple has a 30% tax on that. So YouTube, okay, and I can't really blame them for this. Instead of YouTube taking 30% of $5, Apple cuts 30%. Okay, let's just use $10, 30%. So now instead of me starting from, I get 70% of 10 bucks, which would be $7. Apple takes 30. Now I'm starting at 7. Now YouTube splits the remaining 7 and gives me the 70% of the remaining 7. I think it comes down to like 55%. It's like, dude, that is like, one, it sucks for our business because you guys do such a great job at supporting us. And obviously, I'm not saying don't super chat, please, because that'll hurt me more. That'll hurt me more. Please. All right. I don't want to say don't super chat. The super chats go a long way in supporting the channel. We've gotten really close to being able to be fully supported by our audience as opposed to needing corporate sponsors. And the corporate sponsors are good, but we're not beholden to them, which I think is a much better place to be at. So I'm not saying stop it. I'm just saying, you know, you get a $50 super chat. People think, oh, you got 50 bucks. That's pretty awesome. It's like, I probably walk with 26 bucks. You know, and then by the way, that's before taxes, that's before payroll, that's before, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, so I don't know. This is why I'm kind of looking at the other thing, man. This is why I'm looking at the other thing. But, you know, Twiz says Cash App. It's like, Twiz, that'd be cool, but, you know, I can't pull that up on the screen. I can't create that. I can't use that to create an environment where people engage with that content. You know, it's like, it's kind of a whole catch-22 because I love the platform we built and the audience and the viewers and the comments that you guys are a part of every show. You know, I think that's why you like being here. You know, you guys are literally a part of every show. You're a part of what we talk about. You're a part of the segments. You're a part of the channel. You're a part of who people know. I mean, you guys get known across the channel. So it's like, I don't want to take away from that, but it's just why I've just lived with it, which is why you kind of just live with it, you know? I'm working on some new merch, Cody, but no, not really. I basically don't make any money on the merch, which is fine. I don't really care. I just wanted people to have a chance if they wanted to buy Jacob merch and represent, they could do it. I think I make a couple bucks per shirt, you know. I think the shirts are 25 bucks. They probably cost me 21, 22, you know. So, yeah, it's a tough one, but it is what it is. You know, again, the only reason that you guys know who I am is because of this platform. So I can't really get that mad about it. Okay. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Joint practice number 2 today, everybody. Let's get into it. What do you want to see today? What do you want? I think you want to see some improvement in the corners. You know, I'd like to hear that a corner made a play today. Prince, I thought you brought up a good point earlier in the chat, you know, where if Ja'Quarian Bennett's getting beat in 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s, I think you feel a little bit better about that actually because he is has time, right? He just got here. If he's getting burnt in 1-on-1s, I think then all right, we might have a problem with his ability as a corner, you know. So I think that was a pretty good take by you, Prince. I think that's kind of the truth of the matter when it comes to Ja'Quarian Bennett. So we'll see what he's able to do. Keely Ringo, you know, I hate to say it, Pump, I'm sorry, brother. But I'm losing confidence on that guy quick, man. Really, really quick. And I'm not going to write him off. I'm not going to say he can never be a player. But again, I'm focused on 2025. You know, maybe Ringo becomes a great player in this league. And to be honest with you, I hope he does because I hope all these guys succeed. I don't root for anybody to not have success in life. And that goes for all of you and all the players in the NFL. But right now, I don't really feel great about Keely Ringo. All right. You know, Rome says, I pay union dues, so I know all too well about administration fees. There you go. There you go, Rome. Thanks for being here, brother. It is what it is, brother. I'm proud to be here. I'm happy to be here, and I appreciate everybody else for being here. All right. Prince says, in drug terms, it sounds like Apple is the connect and Google is the plug. Xander, you need to figure out the street value, my guy. Jeez. Jeez, Prince. You're right, though. You're right. Real Zeal says, I'm ready to declare Ringo as ass. We'll see. He doesn't have it. I said it months ago. He's a gunner with good intangibles but can't finish. Yeah, you might be right. You might be right, Fleming. You might be right. Eduardo says, I don't feel great about the CB2 position in general. Me neither. All right. Bruce says, morning, everyone. Xander, red is your color. You think so, Bruce? Well, no, right. Hey, Bruce, I don't like to limit myself. I think I can rock any color, but I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, brother. All right. Thank you, brother. Deshae says, upper echelon ass, to be exact. That is funny. All right. Rico says, I'm not 100% out on Ringo yet. I'm not out on him yet either, but I'm losing confidence really quick. Devin says, Big Z, you think it'll be possible to meet you when you come to Buffalo? Devin, if I was in Buffalo, the one thing I would make sure I did was meet you. But I don't know if I'll be in Buffalo because I'm going to have to manage the channel, the post-game show, the game day shows. That's something that, you know, I have a much different role in that type of environment. At the end of the day, Devin, content being live on the channel is very important for us to obviously stay afloat, to keep, you know, to keep the cash register on so that we can pay salaries, pay off the business, pay the expenses. So probably won't be in Buffalo, brother. But if I was, I would make sure I went out of my way to meet you, Devin. All right. And Xander, you add a Venmo link to bypass that. That's street value. You're welcome. You're not wrong, Prince. But again, Prince, how much does that take away from you sending a funny-ass super chat to Cilio that we pull on the screen and Cilio starts cracking up? You know, it's like, oh, I got a Venmo. Hey, here's my Venmo, everybody. It's like, takes away some of the value, takes away some of the content value, you know, that we have. So I don't really want to do that. But I hear you. All right. Take the show on the road, Big Mike. I might have to look into it. I might have to look into it, brother. Mad Bird, what's up, man? I surely don't believe Ringo can hold up if the pass rush isn't getting pressure up front. Yeah, I think that's a good point. Rumble, I could maybe start streaming on Rumble. It's really hard, a lot harder to manage than YouTube, I will say that. All right. For memberships, I don't know. The other thing I could do for memberships would be, you know, create the tiers over on the new site I'm launching and then maybe do something with that. You know, I don't know. An extra entry in the giveaway if you're a member over on that channel, over there. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I'm not sure what I would do. Tony, they're coming. Don't worry. I'm working on some things. Definitely would get less viewers. I wouldn't pull away from YouTube. I wouldn't pull away from YouTube. YouTube's my baby. Dank says, made 34 yesterday, and my membership is bad. Happy birthday, Dank. That's awesome, brother. That is awesome. Appreciate you being here, brother. Appreciate you for supporting this channel as much as you do. You're one of our best supporters, one of the best in the chat. We love you, brother, and we appreciate you, and happy birthday to you. 34, man. Blessed to be alive. Blessed to see another year, right, Dank? I always say that every birthday. I'm blessed to be alive another year. I'm blessed to put my feet on the turf, to smell, to breathe the air, to talk to all of you, to live another day, to consume Eagles content. I'm blessed to do it all. And I try and never lose sight of that. I'm not perfect, but I try and never lose sight of it. ZM says, it won't let me on here, and I never have my PC on when I'm working. Yeah, it's annoying, ZM. ZM, are you Drozone? You're Drozone, right? That's a big change, my friend. That's a big change, dude. That's a big change. You went from Drozone to ZMX Fly Eagles Fly. You're like a new man now. All right? I'm ticked. How do we help? It's all. Keep supporting the channel, Fly Eagles Fly. That's it. I don't want to ask you to do too much, man. All right? Keep supporting the channel as much as you do. It never goes unnoticed. It all goes in and helps. I know it sucks that there's fees and everything, but that's the nature of doing business. There's always fees, whether it's here or there or whatever the case might be. I'm just kind of airing some of those, you know, some of the things that bother me, but that doesn't mean that you guys don't help. All right. You guys help a lot. All right. You help a lot. You help a lot. So YouTube made me change it, brother. I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean. All right. TikTok is a solid live feature, Dank. Yeah, I looked into TikTok. Is the problem with TikTok, I think you have to be vertical. You know, so I would have to like go from here or go from, I don't know. I don't really use TikTok much. Yeah, Brian did Venmo me for my jersey. All right. He did Venmo me for a jersey last year to give away, not for him, to give away. Made me change my name from Drozone. Said I got reported. Huh, that's weird. B. Preston. What's up, Preston? Yo, Zay, what's up, brother? Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, man. Big Mike, Big Mike must have some experience. He says business isn't free. Expenses out the ass. No doubt. No doubt. All right. Sometimes it's nauseating when I look at how much money I spend on how much money comes in, how much money goes out. All right. Sometimes it can be a little depressing, but it is what it is. I love what I do. Dank says they're changing the names on YouTube and adding tagging on mobile. Okay. Yeah, YouTube's being a little odd with everything they're changing. All right. Any chance you can simulcast Sills' other show? Tell Fatboy you can help it grow with more exposure and it gets Jacob in another market. Not much value there for us toys, unfortunately, man. There's just not. Other than you guys would enjoy it. But, you know, if you bog the algorithm with too many different things, like we've built the algorithm on an Eagles channel. Now you're going to introduce, you know, there's a reason that Bernie Kosar, anybody listen to that interview? Incredible interview. That deserves thousands of views. Doesn't really reach a big audience because it's just our channel is so tailored to Eagles, and you're going to add in Bucks. It's like, yeah, it doesn't really make sense. Doesn't really make sense, you know. But Secunda says, on a serious note, I don't know what numbers you need, but on Twitch, streamers are making bank. Yeah, Secunda, maybe I should go on Twitch a little bit more. I think I'm on there. I just don't use it at all. I've never built the channel up. I've never like promoted it. I've never done anything like that. You know, YouTube's always just been our home, man. I've just always loved YouTube. I'm a YouTube consumer myself. You know, I'm a big YouTube consumer myself. So we'll see. We will see. All right. We'll see how it all shakes out. We'll see how it all shakes out. But I do appreciate all of you guys for being here. I'm excited for joint practice number two today. I'm excited to see what the offense can do. I'm excited to see if the defense can maybe make some strides forward. I think it's a blessing in a way that Joe Flacco is getting a lot of reps because he's an experienced quarterback who can, you know, knows what he's seeing, and it'll force you to think differently as a defense, you know? So Jim Kelly was on yesterday. Yep, Caleb, I'm going to post that segment up. Yep, he was incredible. He was really awesome. All right. Angela says, by the time you pay salaries and taxes, you might net 20%. Yeah, that's expensive, my friend. Your numbers might be a little off there, too. Might be a little off there, too. Yeah, Sills and John don't make baby peanuts. These guys are compensated for their work. I appreciate them, though. YouTube is good. They have to fix and clean up a lot of shit. Yeah, they don't really care, Kimberly. That's the thing. They got the stranglehold on the market. I hate when YouTube doesn't let me find Jacob. It's usually right on top of my feed. Yeah, it's annoying. But all right, everybody, I appreciate you being here. I'm going to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We'll have plenty more live content today. As always, 2 to 6 National Football Show, 6 to 8 tonight, Birds 365 Nightcap. I hate the nightcaps strictly because they don't get as many views because, you know, it doesn't have as much of a runway. People are used to us in the morning content. So we'll see. We'll see. For those who, you know, were asking, I'm not going to spill out my Venmo. It just feels weird to me. But I appreciate you all for supporting. Stay tuned. You know, I'm gonna launch up this website, and I think you guys are gonna like it. It's gonna be simple. It's not gonna be I'm not trying to build a $20,000 website here. All right, I'm trying to create a platform where you can put in your email, you can get some Jacob in your inbox. Nothing. I'm not sending you a spam email every day. I'm saying this is what you missed this week on Birds 365. Here's the link to our interviews. Here's the link to our segments. This is what you missed in the National Football Show. Here's a link to Jim Kelly. Here's a link to Howard Eskin. Here's a link to Bernie Kosar. This is what we talked about. Hope you guys enjoyed the content. Don't forget, if you want to be involved in our giveaways, you know, here's this and kind of that. That's kind of what I'm going for. You know, a place that we can write a couple things, a place that we can share more content with you guys. And a place that we can kind of recap. Yeah, like a recap would be a good way to put it. And John will be able to write as well some game recaps and stuff like that. So appreciate y'all watching. Thanks for all the support. You guys inspire a lot of confidence in me. All right, and I appreciate that. Okay, I appreciate that. So thank you for the support. Thank you for helping us grow. Thank you for supporting the channel financially, visible by watching, by liking, by sharing, and by subscribing. So thank you all very much. Tomorrow, I want to talk to you guys about figuring out the channel giveaways. All right, what do we want to do this week? Not giveaways at large. I'm giving away. I'm looking to. I texted the guy. I'm looking to pick up 100+ jerseys this year. All right, 100+ to give away this season. What should we make for the games though? Last year it was whenever Saquon hit 125, we triggered a giveaway. You know, that's great. What should we do to trigger a giveaway? I want to make it fun so we can all watch something in the game together. All right, so think about that. Give me those suggestions tomorrow. We'll talk about it. I appreciate y'all. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES, Eagles.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.